This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities. All with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for Steve's favorite segment, Ask the CLO. All right, CLO, Chief Love Officer, ready for your love questions. This one is from Lisa in Chicago. Lisa writes, I've been married for 1 year and my husband is henpecked. If I don't do things exactly like his mom does it, he's all bent out of shape. His mother comes by often and they love to joke about me, and his mother tries to tell me how to organize my kitchen and what type of food her son likes. I don't want to get into any argument with her, so I'm praying my husband or my father-in-law intervenes. If not, should I tell his mom to shut the heck up?
The only way to get your husband to intervene is to make him aware of it. Now, I didn't hear in the question where you told your husband that his mama is in y'all's business too deep and that you really don't appreciate the jokes. But you are married to a henpecked man. You're married to a mama's boy. And it ain't gonna change unless he gets cut from the apron strings. The best way to cut a man from the apron strings is to go on and let him tie himself up with his mama's apron strings and untie him from yours. Ooh. In other words, sleep with your mama. Next question.
Moving on, CLO. Shalita in Silver Spring says, I'm a 35-year-old married woman and my husband is very boring in the bedroom. I try to put him in various positions and he makes me feel like I'm a porn star with his comments. We used to be compatible sexually, but now he's fine with the basics and the whole ordeal is 5 minutes or less. Do men get tired of having sex? I grew up in a strict religious home and my husband is my first and only. Would sex toys help at all?
I don't know. I can't help you with this question right here. I can't answer that first question. Do men get tired of sex? That answer is no.
No.
That answer is no. Not no, no. N-A-W with an H on it. No. Hell no.
Can I say something?
What you gonna say, Tommy?
Ain't no way he can handle some toys if he can't handle these positions. So ain't no sense you buying something.
You really can't bring a suitcase in there. That's what
no.
Don't come in there and start cutting stuff on. If he don't want to change positions, he really ain't going to want to be changing all these facial expressions.
Thank you.
And a porn star now.
Yeah. You think you're a porn star now. You start pulling out gadgets.
Right.
Ladybugs. And
it only and lasts 5 minutes or less.
Corn on the cob and, and feathers. And
corn on the cob.
Rabbit.
Jeez.
The big jail pop. You can't. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. Morrison.
Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I'm with you.
Says, I've been married for 9 years, and my wife and I are together. We're together for months during the pandemic. I saw a huge decline in her hygiene and figured she was getting depressed. I'd have her hairstylist come and do her hair, and I even polished her toes a few times. I finally figured out that it's not depression. She just doesn't like to bathe. She still works from home, and she likes to shower a few times a week. I don't smell her. I don't smell her, and I don't want to. So how do I get some soap and water on her every day?
Oh, I don't know. I can't help you here, dog. I've never had that problem. I will admit this for the first time. Uncle Steve has never ran into that problem. Not with a woman. Now, friends, my son, me as a boy, yeah. I avoided a bath whenever I could. I just thought it was a waste of damn time. I'm out here playing. Why would I want to come in here and wash when my whole goal is to get dirty? I don't even understand this. So see, if you notice, I've diverted this question back to my childhood. Because I got nothing for you, man. I don't know. I've never met a woman who's not clean.
Right.
I don't. You don't want to.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
But I'll tell you one thing. It makes you really appreciate who you have in your life when you see a letter like this. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord, for my girl who loves to take baths. Any time of the day. Steve, I'm going upstairs to take a bath. All right, baby. Why is she taking all these damn baths? But guess what? I'd rather have that than when you gon' take a bath.
Right. Mm-hmm. Man.
In that running water as a hint, you know. Woo!
Who's the shower?
Baby. Baby, Brandon's bath water, you want it?
What should he do, Steve? Should he just come out and tell her? Or
I don't know what he should do, Shirley. I've never had this. I have no experience at this. CLO don't know. CLO just don't know.
Can I just make a suggestion?
Uh-oh, here we go.
I'm just thinking, maybe when y'all go by the car wash, just say, baby, can you hop out and go on through there first? That's soap and water right there. We just need to see.
Just let the window down, Junior. Just let the window down. Let that brush come through there.
Just something come through. Might be.
He needs painful to have some sort of conversation with her. All right, moving on. Benita in Charlotte says, I'm a single mother, and my parents help me out with my daughter so I can have a dating life. In order for them to babysit for me, they make me bring the man to meet them first. I'm 29, and I don't have any friends my age that will babysit, and I can't afford to pay a sitter. It's cruel for my parents to treat me like a child, but I have no other options. It's a turnoff for the guys, too. Is there a way to make it less obvious to the guys I go out with? Wow.
Yeah,
interesting.
There ain't no way around that. Mm-hmm. You know, and I know your mom and daddy old, because your name, Benita.
She's only
29. Ain't no more Bonitas, though.
29, Bonita. Bonita at 29. That ain't last time I heard that one right there, dog.
Which, for how long?
So, your mom and daddy is Herman and Celestine. Now, they sitting at the door waiting on Dante to come and meet Herman and Celestine. Well, look at here. So what you do for work? Ooh, these is old work people question.
Okay, come on.
Yeah. So what you do for work?
Well, I'm a computer analysis.
Computer. What you ain't want to get into nothing that stay with you? Heating and air? You know.
Stay with him.
Mechanical or something, you know. Something you can put your hand your hat on. Working on a computer, poor the people ain't got no computer. What you gonna fix then?
Everyone has computer, sir.
Celestine, we got a computer in here? Celestine said, we ain't got a computer. We just got a microwave. Can you fix that? Because that's been out. See, if you had a skill set, you'd be on to something.
We gotta go.
Yeah, she can't bring none of her men over that old ass house.
Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.